everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with all of our amazing bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm joined by the one and the only, Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR, and creator of the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and everyone invites you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Annie?
Thank you, Stacey, for a wonderful introduction. And I have to say, I do love JenningsWire. I'm on it every day as a reader and a fan, and I find blogs, and I can't wait to edit the posts. Even though I have a full editing team, I love to read them, I love to share them, I love to look at them, and yeah, I go in and I edit some too, just because I love it so much. So it's a great site. I invite everybody as well to come in and find a blogger that's just right for you. And we have a wonderful guest today on the Jennings Wire podcast series, Tina Tessina, Ph.D. She's also known as Dr. Romance and has been a licensed psychotherapist since 1978. Tina is the author of 13 books in 16 languages. Her book, Money, Sex, and Kids, Stop Fighting About the Three Things That Can Ruin Your Marriage, helps couples repair marriages. She is the chief romance officer for LoveFilter.com. And that is a relationship website that looks pretty good. I visited it earlier. It looks nice. And she publishes Happiness Tips from Tina. That's Happiness Tips from Tina, an email newsletter, and the Dr. Romance blog. Online, she is a syndicated columnist known as Dr. Romance. So welcome, Dr. Romance.
Well, Annie, I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Romance, Tina Tessina. How do you like to be identified?
Tina is fine.
Good, Dr. Romance. Yes. Okay. Well, Tina, what do you mean by the end of divorce? I know we're talking about that today in this podcast. Can we really put an end to divorce?
Yes. You know, I've been licensed a long time. When I first went into practice and realized all the psychology information, real solid information there is about how to make marriages work, how to end problems, how to fix things, I thought, that's it. Divorce is going to end soon. Marriages are just going to work. People are going to find the right people. But what happened is the media got in there and, you know, TV shows, reality shows, celebrities, all that stuff with all kinds of bad information about relationships and marriage. And our divorce rate hasn't gone down appreciably at all. So I know we can end divorce. And I want to get the word out there that there is a way you can do this that works, that will work for you, and you can have a happy relationship. And we don't need all of this devastation to families and children and everybody else. We can make marriage work.
Now, here's a question. You brought up the reality shows, and I'm sure, and this is one of the causes that you're feeling like it is attributed to the high divorce rate, right?
So it's a bad example, yeah.
Yeah, bad example. Do you feel like that allows people that are in marriages to almost rationalize divorce, like, oh, it's okay. Look at their relationship is terrible. Mine isn't so bad. Do you think that happens while we're watching these programs?
Yeah, I do think it happens, and I think you know, people are inherently copycats. We're
right.
Social animals. We like to pick up what other people are doing, and if the people that look like they're given special attention to us are doing certain things, we have a tendency to copy them. And these things are all disasters. I mean, they're entertaining because they're disasters. I understand why they're on there. But copying what they're doing or doing a lesser degree of it and thinking it's okay because theirs is worse is
right.
Not working for you.
Right. And now, in addition to that type of entertainment that we're all exposed to, what are some of the other causes of the high divorce rate?
Well, permission. Everybody seems to have permission, and people aren't thinking when they go into marriage that it's going to be permanent. So they don't make careful enough choices. I think one of the three big ways you can end your marriage is to pick the wrong person to begin with. There's certain people that you're never going to make a relationship work with, no matter what's going on, because they're out of control. They're not mature enough to have a relationship. And so, you know, you have to pick carefully to begin with and then do certain things to make it work. You have to develop a partnership and work together with the intent to make the thing work, rather than the idea that, well, if this gets hard, I'll just get out.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost throwaway, right? Disposable marriages.
It does have a disposable quality. I don't think that a lot of people feel it's really disposable. I mean, I get a lot of people in my practice who are in a lot of pain because their marriage isn't working and they really, really want it to work. And those people, almost all of them, if both parties in the relationship want it to work, we can fix it.
Now, that leads me right into the next question. I want to know, and all of our listeners want to know, you know, if you're in this situation, what can you do to avoid it? Is therapy the first option, the first step?
Well, the first step is to talk to each other and stop fighting with each other. If you can't do that, then go for counseling. The counselor can help you do that. What we do is we get reactive to each other. We get our feelings hurt. We build up some resentment. We get scared. And then we start reacting emotionally rather than responding thoughtfully to whatever's going on with our partner. We don't listen to each other. We get anxious about getting our own point across and don't listen to what the other person's saying. And we get childlike in our marriages and start, you know, having temper tantrums and throwing hissy fits and stuff. And that doesn't help. None of that works. You know, what we have to do is calm down and help each other rather than attack each other.
Now, what are some of the signs that a marriage might be in trouble? What if we're kind of blind to the fact, you know, we're going in and everybody's busy and your day-to-day life or going here, going there, stuff with the kids, social, you know, obligations, work, at home, making dinner, you know, and you're just kind of going through the motions of life every single day and may not even recognize that your marriage might be in trouble. What are some signs that people can look for or can even feel?
Yes. Well, one thing is if you're fighting a lot of people think fighting is a normal part of marriage. It's not a part of a healthy marriage. Disagreeing and working things out is a part of a healthy marriage, but not fighting about it. Fighting means there's a problem. So if you fight and you fight repeatedly and you can't stop, then you need to get some help. Another thing is being disconnected. If you're not talking to each other and you're not, I can't believe, for instance, how long people will go without having sex before coming in to see me. You know, we haven't had sex. They come in and they say we haven't had sex for 2 years.
Wow.
Why weren't you asking questions when you haven't had sex for a month? not being connected, not talking, not communicating, sex is physical communication, not having sex, those are all signs that you're in trouble.
And now if you see these signs and you want to, you know, do something about it, you do want to make the marriage work, and you're taking steps, you know, how can a couple create and maintain a happy marriage? I mean, even if you don't have that issue, you know, but to avoid the issue of becoming disconnected, how can couples, you know, maintain and create that happy union?
Well, you need to understand that a long-term relationship requires different skills than dating does. And if you never get into that and you never get to learn it, you don't know what to do when it gets there. It looks like something's wrong to you if sex isn't automatic. I mean, when you're first dating, you know, you can't wait to tear each other's clothes off, but that goes away after a while, after you're, you know, dealing with work and finances and I always like to say picking up the dog poop in the backyard, those aren't very sexy things.
Right.
And they're part of real life. So we have to learn how to generate that connection and intimacy between us. So that's one thing. I've written a number of books. Money, Sex, and Kids, Stop Fighting About the Three Things That Can Ruin Your Marriage is one that takes you right through the whole process that I would take people through in therapy. And if you can do that, if you can read a book and follow steps like that, that will work for you. How to Be a Couple and Still Be Free is another one that teaches you how to problem solve. And if those things don't work, get some therapy. If you get it before, if you get counseling before things are terrible, it's only going to take a session or two for the counselor to say, oh, here's what's going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
when she says this, you hear that. But, you know, it's a miscommunication. Let's sort it out. Let's find out what you're really saying. And boom, everything is all of a sudden much better. So it isn't that hard to fix if you catch it before it's like turned to stone.
Right, right. And then it's difficult to make it better when it's
that's
solid
right.
as a rock.
That's right.
The trouble,
so,
right?
So think in terms of partnership. A marriage is
mm-hmm.
supposed to be a
okay.
partnership, a financial partnership, an emotional partnership, a sexual partnership, a social partnership. You do it together, and you do it with the intent to make it easy for each other. And that, of course, if you do that, that makes it easy for your own self.
Right, right. Now, what would you want to leave our listeners with, Dr. Tina, Dr. Romance? What would you want to leave our listeners with, kind of a lasting message?
I know it feels hard, but the answers are actually pretty easy. The hard part is getting out of what you think it is and into what it really needs to be. And if you need help with that, get some help. It's not a crime to go get a little help. And it doesn't mean you're doing something terribly wrong if you go get help. If your computer doesn't work, you get help with that. If your marriage doesn't work, get some help with that.
Well, thank you so much, Tina. I think you've given us some really good and practical advice for all of our listeners out there at JenningsWire.com that can they can apply this. I mean, it seems pretty simple, like you said. It's the hard part is saying, okay, there's an issue, and then
mm-hmm.
realizing that you need to get into the right zone there with your marriage.
Right. Stop blaming and start
mm-hmm.
fixing.
Right.
You know, I just have one question before we actually just wrap up this interview. And you may or may not do this, but I thought I would ask it. Do you do online counseling?
I do online counseling.
Really?
I do counseling. Yeah, I do online counseling. I do actually email counseling when nothing else is available. LoveFilter.com has video counseling, so you can do video counseling there. I'm one of the counselors.
All right, so that is LoveFilter.com. All right,
mm-hmm.
well, terrific. I want to thank Dr. Tina Tessina, also known as Dr. Romance, as we already know, of course, for a wonderful interview today. Remember, she is a psychotherapist in private practice. She's also the author of a couple of books, and with one of them being Money, Sex, and Kids, Stop Fighting About Three Things That Can Ruin Your Marriage. So to find out more about Dr. Tina and purchase her books, please visit her website, which is tinatessina.com. Let me spell that for you, TINATESSINA.com. And she also has a blog. It is called the Dr. Romance Blog at. Now, this one I'm definitely going to spell, okay? It's your /dr.romance.typepad.com/dr_romance_blog. And there you go. It's drromance.typepad.com/dr_romance_blog. Alrighty, so there we go. We got that identifying information out of the way. I want to thank Tina for being an amazing guest today, and Stacey, you are an excellent host, so thank you so much for a great interview. remind
thank
everyone.
Thank you, Annie
this,
and Stacy.
Oh, it's my pleasure always. And I'd like to remind everyone that this podcast is presented by JenningsWire.com. JenningsWire is an inspirational, amazing community of bloggers, and it has been said that we do have a blogger for everyone. And I believe that to be true. Enjoy the site, find your special blogger, and we look forward to hearing from everyone in the comments section. Thanks so much. Well, until next time.